Joining us this morning is Sheriff.
Good morning.
Mark Falk.
Good morning.
That's the Cook County Sheriff.
That is.
That is. And speaking of Cook, you had a couple of rescues on the river.
We certainly did down at Temperance River over the last week and a half. And I think the first one was a gentleman that was decided to do a little tubing down the river up way up on, I think from Temperance River Campground down to the 600 Road. And I don't think he made it quite a mile, and he started in the afternoon, and his friends were going to meet him at the bridge, and he never showed up. And anyways, I think they reported it around 5 o'clock the next morning, and the U.S. Forest Service beaver was up and spotted him standing in the river. They're waving, and apparently the tubing was a little bit more difficult than he anticipated. I think part of it was the water was a little bit lower, so ended up doing a lot of walking, and I think that he had the mosquitoes had quite a feast that night, the way it sounds. But other than that, I think he was in pretty good shape. So anyways, yeah, so we were very fortunate there. And then there was a woman that I think last weekend her dog took off on her and got down on a ledge close to the river, so she went down to get her dog, and then she couldn't get back up, or she got trapped in there. And I believe it was Daryl Carpenter from Schroeder swam across and helped her get up to a certain point, and then they had the Finland rope rescue team out of Finland came up on a mutual aid and then assisted her to getting out of that ravine. So just another, again, very fortunate, because we've had people get down on those ledges before, and I remember specifically 10-12 years ago, and a guy slipped into the water and ended up drowning. So very fortunate.
Well, a couple of weeks ago, Search and Rescue held a boat capsized drill in the harbor.
Correct.
And sure enough, a boat capsized during the dragon boats.
It certainly did. You know, we've talked about doing this for years, and of doing a drill of a boat capsizing during the Dragon Boat Festival, and we finally got it put together. Jim Weenan did a lot of work and got it put together with Matthew Brown, and I think it was July 10th we exercised, and I think they had 14 victims when we did the exercise. Of course, there's 22 in a boat, and sure enough, Saturday afternoon, I heard boat in the water, and so anyways, that exercise certainly paid off. It went really smooth. You had the DNR, Coast Guard, and the sheriff's boat, and they all moved in real swiftly, got everybody out of the water, everybody was accounted for, and my understanding that the Canadians that come down and bring all the dragon boats were really impressed with the response, and the first responders and the CERT team, everybody that was participating, and the way I heard is they don't see this at Dragon Boat Festivals, the community involvement from the first responders. And so I think that's a testament to the volunteers in this community that really get involved in these things and make it that much safer.
Well, speaking of volunteers, the big volunteer bash is this weekend when the Lions throw the annual Fisherman's Picnic.
It certainly is.
Any special arrangements for that?
We usually get, we don't allow vacations over Fisherman's Picnic. That's one thing. And then we usually put extra deputies on, especially in the evening. It just seems to be when there's more activity, just a lot of people. And just want everybody to have a good time and do everything in moderation and enjoy themselves. But, it's a big week. It's probably the biggest weekend in the county. And get a lot of tourists and everybody, a lot of, class reunions going on, a lot of, opportunity for people to visit with friends and family. And so it certainly can be an enjoyable week, and we just want everybody to enjoy it in moderation and to be safe.
And that means designated drivers.
Designated drivers. Use your designated drivers and or walk. We don't want anybody to, more importantly, get involved in a bad incident or accident, where they end up getting hurt or hurt somebody else. And of course, you don't want to get a DWI. It's a very costly adventure nowadays with insurance and hiring an attorney and et cetera. So, you just want everybody to be safe.
Then you get one of those license plates.
Yeah, one of those license plates. They call them whiskey plates, or you can get, you don't want to go down that road.
That's true.
Very expensive proposition.
All in all, it's been a fairly quiet summer so far.
We've had a good summer, knock on wood, but we've had a good summer. Dispatch has been busy, just a lot of public service calls. I mean, not necessary that all of us, the guys, the gals in the street, the deputies, but the dispatch is busy with, lost property, found property, just those little public service stuff that maybe we don't see that's going on behind scenes, and they work really hard. And the staff's just done a great job this summer. We've had a really good summer, and everybody's been working hard.
Very good. Well, have a safe Fisherman's Picnic. We've been speaking with Cook County Sheriff Mark Falk. Thanks.